This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We are winning again, people. The residual winning that Donald Trump championed when he was running for president and while he was president. Welcome to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Leftists struggle every minute of every day to keep their lies covered up and to sell their nonsense. See, the beauty of being a conservative is you don't have an agenda. You're not covering up lies, and you're not selling nonsense. So your heart rate is very, you know, even keel. You're not going to not pass a lie detector test. You're just out there doing your thing. Leftists have to be completely, you know, cynical about everything. They have to remain in cover-up mode. You, as I said, I've talked about this before. You've probably been defensive in your life because you did something wrong. Remember that feeling? That feeling is terrible. Somebody says, so, Chuck, how are you? What do you mean, how am I? I mean, what are you trying to say? What are you implying? Right? And it makes you, you know, you live this life of paranoia. So even innocent things that people ask you, you're afraid of. You know, is that a new blouse? What are you trying to say? I'm sleeping with somebody? Well, you know, it's just insane. But that's the life of leftism. Americans are no longer buying their nonsense. And I want you to think about everything that Joe Biden, a guy with dementia, has to wake up with. And the people who are managing him have to get a dude with dementia to be their mouthpiece. Is he going to be okay for the next hour? You know, can we trust him to say this? Be sure to turn the microphone. I mean, can you imagine the level of orchestration you have to do when you've got an idiot that is your spokesperson? Think about Joe Biden and Hunter. Hunter is running the family's enterprise. Hunter, did you get your laptop back from that prostitute? Are you sure? Are you sure you got that other laptop back from the Russians you were snorting cocaine with? Or when you were with those underage sex, you know, girls, whatever, you know. Okay, I'm losing it here. You know what I mean. Would you let a crackhead run your company and then you go on 2 weeks of vacation? Would you let a crackhead take care of your children and you go on 2 weeks of vacation? Maybe take care of your pets. Water your plants. I've joked many times, Joe Biden, I wouldn't let Joe Biden water my plants if I went on vacation for a week. He'd kill them. What's this? Clorox. I think that's what you water them with, isn't it? Last time I checked. Your jobs report. If you look at it, so they underperform in jobs reports when there are supposedly millions of jobs available. And on top of it, the most people quit their jobs than in two decades or something crazy. 4.3 million people. There was a story on regular news, on my regular local news, 4.2 people quit their jobs. And you know what they said they quit their jobs for? They want to find happiness. Oh, they quit their jobs because they want to be happy. See, that's the narrative they want you to believe. Let me tell you why they quit their jobs. They quit their jobs because they said, I'm not going to take that shot. A bunch of them did. But they want you to know, no, like a guy goes, I wanted another dollar an hour. I demanded a dollar an hour and they wouldn't give it to me. See, it's always the capitalist's fault. It isn't Joe Biden's fault that these people quit their jobs. Have you noticed these mandates that these companies were employing? United Airlines, American, Verizon, etc. Now they're starting to crack a little bit. Yep. Starting to crack. I'll get into that a little bit more. So, what about the border? What about the economy in general? Inflation? What about our foreign policy sellout? Do you think that people are starting to put two and two together with the Bidens in China? The federal government folks colluded with the media and medical bureaucrats into scaring us to take an experimental vaccine. And worse, they led people to believe that the people who were vaccinated were smart. See, that's what Democrats do. That's how they sell leftism. They say, you're really dumb, not us. So in order for you not to be dumb, you got to buy into our concept. And yes, we do know we're dumb. They say they're the intelligent ones, right? So there's a story out that says, guess what? The people who didn't get the poke, they're actually the ones who are smarter. Every single day, you learn something new about this virus, the vaccine, that you didn't know before. And as it turns out, the people who went and who opted for natural immunity to get it, etc., or for it to lessen itself. I don't know what this disease is going to do, but here's what I can tell you. Whatever it's doing, it's going to go through the population, it's going to kill off a few people, and then we're going to get this thing called herd immunity. And there's a story out written by a guy named Dr. Thomas Smiley, who says, you may very well be the smartest ones. So we're going to talk about that in the next segment. But I also want you to know, there's a story out there about a kid in the NBA who got the Wu Flu vaccine, and he's debilitated. He's like, man, it knocked the heck out of me, the vaccine. He goes, I couldn't play. And then what did the NBA do? They said, don't say anything. Don't let people know that the vaccine is the reason. Because he said, this kid goes, there is nothing else I did. I did my normal routine. And then I went and I got this stupid shot. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about where all the Holly weirdos that should have died from this disease. I hope we can get to all of this today, because, or this hour. Where are they? A disease that was killing us off willy-nilly, and all these high-profile people were getting the disease. Did they die? See, nothing fits with Wu Flu. Joe Biden's got supply chain issues, and you know what those supply chain issues are born of? What people are starting to learn? They're born of liberalism. Oh, you have to have trucks that are older than 2011, and And so they can't ship the products out of California, which takes in, what, 40% of our goods and services? Our goods? No, taking our services, but they're taking our goods? So it's unraveling. And therefore, you are winning. You're winning in every area. But I'm going to make sure you know in this hour, and I hope you will pass this along to all your friends and have them listen to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, is that you come here, you'll get the truth, and you can then go and do your own research. Find out for yourself. Anyway, we're going to take a short break. Be back in just a bit.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Don't expect the late night comedic hacks to cover this new piece of evidence. But as it turns out, the unvaccinated are actually the smart people when it comes to this scamdemic. Welcome everybody, Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I'm not trying to slam you guys that got the shot. You got it? Fine. Make you feel good? Fine. But facts is facts. And sometimes it can hurt. The truth can hurt. And if it was hurting me, I would tell you, if I got the shot, and I went, I'll be son of a gun. I got the shot, and these suckers, they suckered me. they scammed me. I'd be telling you. So I have family members. I have friends that got the shot. You've been suckered. Sorry. Still love you, but you got suckered. Dr. Thomas Smiley wrote, as time has passed with this pandemic and more data accumulates about the virus and the vaccine, the unvaccinated are looking smarter and smarter with each passing week. It has been shown now that the vaccinated equally catch and spread the virus. Vaccine side effect data continues to accumulate that make the risk of taking the vaccine prohibitive as the pandemic wanes. Uh-oh. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. And it gets worse because here's what he says. Oral and IV medications, and he says you can get this information at flccc.net, that work early in the treatment of COVID-19 are much more attractive to take now as the vaccine risks are becoming known, especially because the vaccinated, pay attention people, will need endless boosters every 6 months. You, the vaccinated, you've created an ecosystem where you now have to go to the doctor and feed the old medical engine all the time. See, we've been doing this in education. Oh, your kid needs to go to college so they can get even more stupid. And as your kid comes out indoctrinated, then, you know, the cycle continues because they are stupid now. And then they have stupid kids. And those stupid kids say, I want to go to college too so I can be as stupid as my parents. I was one of those. Oh, you got to go to college, kids. Everybody got to get that education. I'm going to tell you something. In my lifetime, if you had said to me, Kevin, you're going to go start an organization called Seeking Educational Excellence, and you're going to be encouraging people to not go to college, I would have said, you're crazy. I believe in education. My degree is in electrical engineering, computer science, and math. I had to go to college. Yeah, you did with your degrees. But most of these kids don't need it. Or they certainly don't need what the, quote, education system is offering. We need an education system that says there's a full spectrum of opportunity. From graduating high school and learning, going to trade school, getting a little bit of extra college in 2 years at a JUCO, going to your regular state college and just rounding out your education all the way up through the most amazing degrees on the planet, going to the MITs of the world, the Caltechs, etc. There's all that, and all of it's needed. And here's the thing about the spectrum. Nothing is better than the other. The guy who knows how to fix my car or who knows how to repair my car to where there's not a rattle in it or whatever, to me, is just as important as the guy who's going to come up with the cure for cancer. It's all needed in the world. And timing is everything, because if I wreck my car, I'm not looking for a doctor. I'm looking for somebody that can fix my car, a mechanic and a body shop guy. So going back to this article by Dr. Smiley. Let me just say this. Even if I hadn't caught the Wu flu, I wouldn't have gotten this shot with everything that I know about this scam. And now the vaxxed get a routine reminder of their idiocy every time they go get that shot and feed the beast, the medical beast. And see, that's what you got to understand about government. When government colludes with, in this case, the medical industry, aka Big Pharma, they say, how can we do something to where we know we're going to make money? It's like Bill Gates. You're getting a notification right now. Windows 11. You know what you're going to do with your computer? You're going to automatically upgrade. You're going to get the booster. And you know who's going to make billions more dollars? Bill Gates. The same guy who's working on the medical stuff. I have friends who will be offended at the notion of being called stupid. I'm telling you right now. And I say to them, deal with it. Democrats have called conservatives stupid for decades, but we haven't taken it personally because we knew we weren't stupid. The Democrats are projecting. And Dr. Smiley is essentially saying with you being, quote, vaccine hesitant, you are actually the smartest people in the planet, certainly in America. He goes on, he talks about, here's what he writes. Vaccine hesitancy is a multifactorial and has little to do with level of education or intelligence. Carnegie Mellon did a study assessing vaccine hesitancy across educational levels. And according to the study, what's the educational level with the most vaccine hesitancy? PhD. Yeah, see, the scientists who can read the data and assess the risk are the least likely to take these mRNA vaccines. And what about the logic of getting a vaccine that doesn't work? He goes on. The claim that there's a pandemic of the unvaccinated is, therefore, patently untrue. As a retired nurse from California recently asked, why do the protected need to be protected from the unprotected by forcing the unprotected to use the protection that did not protect the protected in the first place? If the vaccine works to prevent infection, then the vaccinated would have nothing to worry about. If the vaccine does not prevent infection, then the vaccinated remain at risk, and the unvaccinated would be less likely to choose a vaccine that does not work well. Bingo! There's a couple that died, a vaccinated couple that died. Go Google stars. I did this the other day. Stars that died from the vaccine. One of the first ones up is some dude who got an Emmy. He was vaccinated, 53 years old. He died. These people are liars. They're scam artists. He goes on, he says the mRNA vaccine efficacy is very narrow, focused on the original alpha strain of COVID-19. By targeting one antigen group on the spike protein, it does help for the original alpha strain, but it's clear now that it does not protect against Delta and all the other different strains, future strains. So the vaccine mostly doesn't work. You'll need a booster in 4 to 6 months for something that doesn't work. So the booster is going to be ineffective against new strains. And worse, it could inspire the original Wu flu to create even more variants. But it gets worse, folks. The vast phase 3 clinical trial of mRNA vaccines in which Americans are participating, mostly out of fear, is not going well. It is abundantly clear for anyone advocating for public health that the vaccine program should be stopped. He gives links to this stuff, by the way. He says Iceland just stopped giving the Moderna vaccine to anyone, which is a good step in the right direction. Sweden, Denmark, and Finland have banned the Moderna vaccine for anyone under 30. And he goes on. Just understand, we're winning. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There's mounting pressure on the Biden administration to address the supply chain issues hitting stores nationwide. Major ports are dealing with an unprecedented pileup of cargo containers, and major retailers say they're scrambling to fill their shelves with certain items. Home Depot has started chartering ships to get around the supply chain crisis to make sure decorations, plumbing supplies, heaters, and more are in stock. Jim Monkmeyer is the president of transportation for DHL Supply Chain. He tells ABC's Good Morning America these issues are not going away anytime soon.
I think domestically, because the truck driving shortage is such an issue, we're going to see issues all the way through 2022.
President Biden releasing a statement calling the late General Colin Powell a patriot of unmatched honor and dignity. Powell died on Monday. USA Radio News. Today is the deadline for Oregon state employees to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Democratic Governor Kate Brown issuing the mandate in August requiring state employees, school employees, healthcare workers, and long-term care facility workers to show proof of full vaccination by October 18th. Workers were also allowed to request an exemption for medical reasons or religious beliefs. Some state workers are getting a little extra time to get vaccinated thanks to the deadline extensions negotiated by their unions. That includes executive branch workers who have until November 30th. For generations, Superman's motto was truth, justice, and the American way. But now DC Comics is announcing that the superhero won't be saying America anymore. His new slogan will be truth, justice, and a better tomorrow. Week 6 of the NFL season wraps up with the Buffalo Bills hosting the Tennessee Titans. USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I want to cover two different topics. Well, same topic. WuFlu. But I want to cover two different incidents. One is the NBA player who got the WuFlu and the fallout from that. And the second is about this the vaccinated who are dying and how they're trying to make the dying vaccinated look. So welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to thekevinjacksonnetwork.com, 844-551-8255. So number one, as you hear Brandon Goodwin tell his story, understand that the people are trying to cover this up. They don't want you to know the truth. I've been on many radio stations where I talk about the WuFlu, and I say it's a very simple thing. Why would somebody not want you to know all the information? It's like you go to the doctor and you say, now, what are my options, doc? And he goes, well, I can't tell you. It's insane. So here's Brandon Goodwin telling his story. And you listen closely to what he says and you will see there is a cover up. Even in the NBA is saying, don't tell anybody that it was the shot that did it. Nobody wants you to know that they are causing these youngsters. This is a young guy who's healthy in the prime of his career. No way, no how should he go get a stupid WuFlu shot. But he did, and here's the outcome.
I got sick, then I never quite recovered from it. I always had back pain. I was just super tired in the games. Like when we played Philly back-to-back, bro, I was so tired. Like, I felt like I couldn't run up and down the court. And then my back was hurting. Then we went home, I think. That's when I started, like, my back really started hurting bad. Like, and then I'm like, all right, I got to go to the doctor. And that's when I found out I had blood clots. Like, that all happened in a span of a month. I was fine up until then. Up until I took the vaccine, I was fine. So people trying to tell you, like, no, it's not the vaccine. No, like, how do you know? You don't know. Yes, the vaccine ended my season, 1,000%. And then the Hawks, nothing against the Hawks. They just called me the next day while I was in the hospital and told me, like, we're going to tell the press that, you know, your season's over. I'm like, damn, how? Like, we don't even know what it is. But it's whatever. I'm not even going to get into all that, bro. I still got love for the Hawks. Mad love for the Hawks. And I just know if I would have played, it would have been way different. We needed somebody to get in the paint, make some plays. I don't know where I'm playing at this year. I ain't going to lie to y'all. I don't know. And they just like, don't say anything about it. Don't tell nobody. I'm like, bro, what? I mean, I was supposed to be taking blood thinners. Because I had blood clots. I had two blood clots. I was supposed to be taking something called blood thinners. And while you take blood thinners, you can't play. You can't play basketball. You can't play 5-on-5 contact. So during the whole time I was sitting out with the Hawks, I was fine. Like, I was playing 3-on-3, dunking the ball, everything. I was normal. I got back to normal after I had that little episode. Went to the hospital. I was cool. I was fine. And so I kept asking him, like, can I play? Can I play? Can I play? I was telling him, like, I'm good. I could play. And they kept saying I couldn't play. So I'm like, all right, whatever, bro. So I missed that opportunity to play in the playoffs. I was fine. Nobody seemed to care at all. They're just like, all right, you're not playing. My doctor told me not to play basketball in the summer. But I'm like, but I wasn't supposed to be playing in the summer, but I was playing anyways. So my agent just kept saying, like, you know, I just got to work around this whole blood clot situation with teams. I'm like, that's over with. But I'll be back. I'll be on somebody's team, bro, soon. I don't really know who yet.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. So he's got blood clots. His career, his future is in jeopardy because he doesn't know what's going to happen. He's lost his job with the Atlanta Hawks. They're saying, don't tell people that, you know, you're not playing with us. Don't tell people that the reason behind it. But blood clots is now going to follow him at everywhere he goes because teams are going, we don't know how long this dude will last. 844-551-8255. Now, I don't know how much, is this going to get as much, you know, is Nicki Minaj making that comment about her friend who had the enlarged testicle? I don't know. I haven't heard a whole lot about this story. But I can tell you this. I'd be suing somebody right now if I had to get a shot to play and my career might be over. I'm glad he's optimistic. He said, yeah, I'll play somewhere. Y'all see me playing somewhere. I hope so. I hope his career makes it. I want to move on because I want to talk about another subject. Because this is the spin when the vaccinated are dying and they're dying in droves. Because the left needs to mitigate the damage done by these vaccinations. So they're only going to report certain stories of people who die from getting the death poke. And I saw, because you guys know, I saw the story about this 37-year-old woman, Jessica Berg, who died after she reluctantly got the vaccination. The school where her children attended required parents, these parent helpers, to get this shot. And her love of children and Joe Biden's vaccine mandate got her killed. And in the news story about Berg, a Biden administration medical hack commented that sadly the risk-reward should be in favor of getting vaccinated. And he rationalizes the death of this beautiful young mother. And as you guys know, most people who listen to the program, my mother died of a blood clot. So it's a very sensitive subject for me. So we're getting another love story. This one involves a fully vaccinated Michigan couple. And the two died from Wu flu. Get this, wait for it, within a minute of each other. And they died holding hands. So they reported Cal Dunham, 59, and his wife, Linda Durham, 66, had pre-existing health conditions and contracted COVID during a camping trip. This is after they got the shot. So let me put this in a way that I want everybody to understand it. The shot that was supposed to help them did absolutely nothing except to weaken their immune system. So when they got the disease, it killed them. The vaccine ruined their normal immune system from which to protect them from a disease that they had, what, a 99% chance of surviving? He's under 60. She's under 70.
And the media now wants to make their death seem like Camelot. The two are Romeo and Juliet of vaccine deaths, described by their surviving daughter, Sarah Dunham. The Grand Rapids couple were church-going people and outdoor enthusiasts who put family first. That's why they did it. That's why they got their shot. Oh, by the way, conservatives, these are church-going people. For those of you who are still vaccine resistant, this new Camelot, this Romeo and Juliet, you need to learn from this. They were pro-family, pro-America. They did their duty, and they died doing it. But don't look at the death. Don't look at why they died. Just understand what they were doing. What was the motivation behind it? Here's what they wrote. The love that they found together after a previous marriage is fantastic. This is what Sarah Dunham said. They were the people you just looked at and you were like, I want to be old like that. I want to be in love when I'm that age. Yeah, that's what I'm going to be saying, you know, in theory, when my parents died from a vaccine that they didn't even need to take. My dad called me before our family camping trip and said he wasn't feeling good, but he thinks it's just like sinus. And Linda caught it, and she's like, he gave me his cold. The third day, they woke me up and said, we've got to go because we don't feel well. So I packed them up, and they left. A few days later, the couple was hospitalized, wait for it, placed on ventilators. People should be outraged, folks. A vaccinated couple died, and the media and Team Demento regale us with romanticism. They said they were taken off life support and pronounced dead. Cal Dunham died at 11:07 a.m., and Linda Dunham died less than a minute later. Both were noticeably holding hands. Let me tell you something, folks. There is nothing romantic about this double murder. That's what it is. It's a double murder. Another two deaths on Joe Biden's head, on Dr. Fauci the fraud's head, because they did nothing except convince people to do something to their bodies that they knew would kill them.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day. If any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The left no longer wants to give you the Wu Flu numbers. There was a time when we knew we hit the 500,000 mark, the 600,000 mark. Then, when Joey Demento gets cheated into office, suddenly we're 700,000. I don't know. Are we at 800,000? Do you even know? I dare you, turn on CNN, any of the movie channels, I mean any of the cable news channels, the movie channels. I'm thinking of theflickfest.com. Go there, get signed up. But go on CNN, etc. They don't tell you who's died from the Wu flu. They certainly won't tell you who's died from the vaccine. They won't report any adverse effects. If Trump were president, you'd know how many people had inflamed hearts, how many people had blood clots, how many people got Guillain-Barré syndrome, how many people died of whatever. Any death that was that you could have been died and got hit by a car, it was the vaccine. They would have been crediting Trump with killing folks. But instead, now they want to glorify it.
oh, this poor couple, they got their shot. And it was so beautiful how they died together after they got the shot. It's hard to believe they even want you to believe people die after getting the shot, given that they have a 14-day grace period. You could get the shot, be as healthy as a horse, drop dead in the waiting room the moment they pull that needle out of your arm, or give it 20 seconds so they can't at least say that it didn't circulate, and they would still say you died from comorbidity or some underlying condition. That's what they would do. I remember the initial hoopla, folks, over the Wu flu, the announcement of the disease and how deadly it was. I was watching videos of Chinese people dropping like flies. And I remember thinking, what is with this disease? I saw a video of a Chinese lady. She was diagnosed with Wu flu. She took her fingers out and licked them and rubbed them on all the numbers in the elevator so other people would get the disease. And they were saying, they figured since they're dying, they might as well take people with them. And they were talk of arresting people who were infecting people with the disease. And I said, this is a strange one. Yeah. Suddenly, masks were in vogue, and so were ventilators. We were told, you remember this, hospitals didn't have enough room, morgues didn't have enough room, bodies were stacking up outside of the hospitals and morgues and what have you. And frankly, we were all doomed. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to, folks, to KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. The media padded the numbers of who was dying, and then they promptly began to blame Trump. Remember they said he didn't do enough quickly, even though he found out, stopped the Chinese people at the port. They called him a xenophobe for doing it, said he didn't like the Chinese. And I could go on. He jumped into action. There's nothing more you could have done. But they blamed him. Then Hollywood got in on the act. We started hearing about the Holly weirdos getting the disease. And I remember saying, every time somebody notable, oh, so-and-so's got the Wu flu, you know, like it would be some politician. I said, well, let me know when they die. Anybody remember the first Holly weirdo who came out with the dreaded Wu flu? Well, I can tell you who it was. It was Tom Hanks. And then right after that, his wife, Rita something, I forget her last name, she said she had it. So they quarantined, and I said, somebody get back with me when they die. And they didn't die. And there were others, folks. I remember hearing about Idris Elba getting the virus. Black dude, supposed to play James Bond. If you're black, you know who Idris Elba is. A lot of white people do, too. But I said, when he got it, I said, you know what? Idris Elba will survive it. Get back with me when he dies. And I waited. I was like, well, what about De Niro? What about George Clooney? What about Spielberg or somebody like that? When is somebody notable going to die from the Wu flu in Hollywood? Silence. We lost a lot of people this year. We lost a dude named Michael Harris, I think's his name. Black dude, actor, 50-something years old, early 50s. He died. Lost Limbaugh. He didn't die of the Wu flu. Christopher Plummer. Ed Asner. Old as Ed was, you'd think he died from the Wu flu. Nope, he didn't die. Look at the number of celebrities who died this year, and they list the ones that died from Wu flu. Here's what I will tell you. If this disease is so deadly, why isn't any significant Hollywood person dying? Now, I'm not wishing death on them, but they were the most vocal about this disease. They use their late night comedy hacks like Kimmel and Colbert to make fun of us. We who call out the scam, they say, oh, they're the stupid ones. They don't want to get a shot. But we know who the stupid really are, don't we? It's the Holly weirdos. I already told you. Go look at what they're saying now. Every time you learn something new about the shot. No, again, I don't wish anything bad on somebody, but wait until Stephen Colbert can't do a show. Something happens in his metabolism because of this shot. He gets the runs, a constant runs or something, and he has to wear an adult diaper, and he has to change it every 15 minutes or something weird because he got the shot. You think he will admit it? These clowns are the most visible Americans. And what these Holly weirdos and other leftist entertainers like Madonna and Katy Perry and these other vapid leftists do, I mean, where are they? Did they get it? I can say this. Laura Loomer, a friend of mine, she got the Wu flu. And she says, oh, my gosh, it was horrible. Yeah, it was like a really bad flu. She's alive. Well, Kevin, she's young. Okay. Show me old Holly weirdos who got it. They didn't get the vaccine right away. Did they get it and die? No. Go back and look. Look at who got this disease in Hollywood and show me people who died. I'm making a point here, folks. At their award ceremonies, why not play End of Watch for all the Wu Flu victims in Hollywood? At the end of the year, they have this dedication to the people who died that year in Hollywood, notable stars. You want to know who's dying in Hollywood from the Wu Flu? Some obscure reality star, and I use my finger quotes on that. Somebody you don't even know. I looked. I wanted to see. I Googled actors who died from the Wu Flu, and I'll tell you what I came up with. The first guy that comes up, I dare you to do this. Shameless actor and Last Comic Standing alum, Ricardo Flanagan, dies at 41 after contracting COVID. Do you know who he is? Did you watch Shameless? It's a dude that died too young. But let me ask you, go look at the weekend, after the weekend shootings in Chicago, and show me, I mean, Flanagan, by the way, is a black guy. Show me the number of Richard Flanagans that die, or Ricardo Flanagans. It's a long list, my friends. Many younger than him. So with all due respect to him, he's not a household name. So I look further. I wanted to know, who are the big names? People that you can hang your hat on and say, man, that Wu Flu just went through Hollywood and wiped it out. So here's what I found when I did that. I got a graphic. I can't show it to you guys, but it says celebrities who've died from coronavirus, people.com. This was on April the 1st, 2020. Carl Sutton, the actress known for her presence on both stage and screen, died December the 10th at the age of 76 due to complications from COVID. Now, she already had some underlying conditions. Then, an article below that says celebrities who died from coronavirus, August 19 of 2021. So we can fast forward a year. Jack was 76. Don't even know who it is. It just says that. Adam Schlesinger, Fountains of Wayne singer and crazy ex-girlfriend died at age of 52 from coronavirus complications. So a 52-year-old dude, I don't even know who he is, and they file it under celebrity. Then I went further. Famous people who died from the coronavirus. And it shows four people. God is my witness. I don't know any of them. Now, I'll admit, I'm out of touch. But let me read you the first one that comes up. This one's on MSNBC. Linda Torres, known as Angela Rayoli's girlfriend on VH1 reality series Big Ang, and Mob Wives, died of COVID on April the 1st, 2021. Following breast cancer surgery, she was 67. Okay, Hollywood, lay it on me. Show me how dangerous this is. Because as I said, I can't find a legit example of anybody in Hollywood dying from this.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.